Good morning, League Topic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, my name's Joyce. I'm calling from RSPCA. I'm just calling because over the weekend, someone lodged for the collection of a blue-faced honey eater, and then Vanessa took it home.
Yes.
Yep. So I'm just wondering what happened with that one.
We called and someone said that they were going to come and pick it up from her house because we hadn't heard anything from since the first phone call in the morning saying that someone was going to come and pick it up. So we called back and then it was arranged to be picked up at her place. She's not actually in clinic today. She's our head vet. So I don't know, but she might be popping in. So.
Right, okay. Because she's spoke to call centre, not here, us here at the reception, and they, unfortunately, they can't make those promises that we will pick up for her home. So that was a miscommunication. I did try and call her, but haven't had any luck. But that's okay. I will try and call her again. And if it does turn up at the clinic, would you mind re-lodging it for collection?
Yeah. We lodged it initially, we had to do it. We do it two or three times. We never received an email, so we never actually got a lodge number. And when we called up again back on Saturday, they gave us a job number, like a new job number. So did you want a third job number?
They gave you a job number. Because we didn't make one because we hadn't spoke. Like, we don't make them until we're coming, essentially, and we didn't have any drivers. So when I tried to call Vanessa to let her know, obviously, and didn't get through, I was trying to let her know, like, if she could take it to the 24-hour clinic, then we could get it from there. And it would be a lot easier because we only pick up from vets on our end. Otherwise, we would have had to refer her to the rescue team to pick up from her home.
That's what happened because, they definitely gave her a job number.
Okay, do you have that one by chance?
I don't because she's taken the paperwork with her.
Okay. What suburb does she live in?
She's in Redcliffe.
Redcliffe, okay. I'll see if I can find it. Maybe our rescue unit did go pick it up from her. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
That's okay. Sorry for the
No, it's all good. It's always tough on a Saturday when everyone closes a bit early too.
No, that's all good. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.